Daf Yud Gimel. After threshing and winnowing has been done, one makes a pile of grain, and after that point, one is mechuyev to take off truma. Before this zman miruach, one can eat a little bit of these grain kernels. This is achilas arai. So technically, in our Mishnah, one could become a mechuyev to take off truma on yontif itself. The Gemara says beans are different than stalks, since you don't make a pile after threshing, but rather before you separate the individual grains from their jackets. Therefore, lefi abaya, this pile may or may not be tevel, according to the two lashonos. If it's tevel, it'll be mechuyev v'truma. The Gemara says there are two types of truma. Number one, truma gedayla, which goes to the kohen. And number two, trumas meiser. When the levi gets meiser rishon, he gives truma to the kohen. Just like truma gedayla can be given via estimation, the same is true with trumas meiser. Finally, the Gemara says one is allowed to eat achilas arai before taking off truma. And on Shabbos, one can also take a little off of the grain, kelachar yad, since it's not meleches machsheves, it's not similar to what was done in the Mishkan. Daf Yud Dalet, the Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds to crush tavlin on yontiv. You must do it with a shinoi. According to Beis Hillel, no shinoi is needed for tavlin, but yes, shinoi is needed for salt. The Gemara says one is not allowed to crush grain in a special kli, in a machteshes on Shabbos, in a mortar, or on yontiv either. Then we have a Mishnah. As background, the malacha of beirer on Shabbos is normally done by taking the psilas from the food. And the Mishnah says that if someone is separating beans on Yontif, he should choose good from bad. This is the opposite of normal beirer. Beis Hillel says he could even take bad from good, and this is how we paskin, since Letzarach Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif. The next Mishnah. Beis Shammai says you cannot send food on Yontif unless it is fully ready to be eaten. Beis Hillel says you can send all food, including animals and oils, which are not necessarily ready to be eaten at that particular moment. The Gemara says it's usher to sit on shatnas, even if it's at the bottom of 10 non-shatnas blankets. Daf Tezvav. A person is not allowed to wear sandal hamisumer on Shabbos and Yontif. These are special sandalim, or special shoes, because, as we know from the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Samach, the maisa where people were trampled with it. Therefore, you're not allowed to send it on Yontif either as a present. And the Gemara says, Zaha Klal, anything that can be used on Yontif can be sent on Yontif, and vice versa. Even tefillin, according to Reb Sheshes. And then we have Abaya. If a person was walking in Rishus HaRabim with his tefillin on, and then he realized that Shabbos had just started, he should cover the tefillin with his hand until he reaches his house, since if he puts them down, they may come to Bizoyan. This sugya is found in detail in Masechet Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph and Erevin Daf Tzadik Kei. The Rosh Hash points out that really, tefillin will not constitute Hatzah, so there's no shaila here at all, since tefillin are really considered a malbush. This marks the end of the first parak. Now let us begin the second parak of Masechtas Be'ah, Yom Tov, the Mishnah. Yom Tov, which fell on Erev Shabbos, a person should not cook on Yom Tov in preparation for Shabbos. However, if he has leftovers from Yom Tov, he's allowed to eat them on Shabbos. So what's the Eitzah then, to be able to cook in preparation for Shabbos? You begin cooking on Erev Yom Tov. This is what we call an Erev Tavshilin. You cook something on Erev Yontif, so you've begun the cooking, and you can then rely on this to continue cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. Beis Shammai says you need two tafshilin to make the Erev tafshilin, and according to Beis Hillel, you need only one tafshil. However, the Mishnah says that if a person lost his Erev, he cannot rely on it to cook on Shabbos. The Gemara says we know from the Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Vav, and we ask, why is there no Iser D'Oraisa on cooking from Yontif to Shabbos? According to Rabbah, we say that the reason there is no Isser is because we say Hoyel Umiklaibe Orchem, because it's possible when you begin cooking on Yontif, if you cook late that afternoon, you're allowed to do that because it's possible that guests will still continue to come. Therefore, it's only an Isser Rabbanan. Therefore, we do an Erev Tavshilin, and this helps get us over this Isser Rabbanan. And you do the Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to begin cooking before Yontif begins, so then you can continue cooking on Yontif itself in preparation for Shabbos. And we say we have an asmachta for Erev Tavshilin from the Torah, Zachar Esyem HaShabbos Lekadshle, and the reason the Chachamim made the Takana in the first place, according to Rava, so that people will ensure, we want to make sure that a person has a nice portion of food for Shabbos also. Rav Ashi says the reason we allow this is for Kavod Yontif. Rav Eliezer holds that Simchas Yontif is considered Rishus, but it's not a Chiyuv, i.e. either he eats and drinks, or he learns. Rabbi Yeshua says, we say chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem anyanu. This is how we paskan. The Gemara says if someone was an einus and he couldn't do Erev Tavshilin, we should send him food. Taisvis asks, how can he take food from others? We know from the Gemara in Pesachim at Daf Kuf, Asei Shabbat Chachal v'yalt starech labrius, you shouldn't have to take things from other people. So Taisvis answers that the only time we say Asei Shabbat Chachal v'yalt starech labrius is if a person knows he'll never be able to pay it back. But if that's not the situation, he is allowed to take. The Gemara says if a person wants to have long-lasting property, he should plant an adar in it, which is a type of a tree, and that lasts for a long time. The Aruch says, Adir Bamaram Hashem, is saying that he should do tzedakah with his property. Tavta Zayin. Kol mizaynaisiv shel adam, kitzuvim lai, mirash Hashanah. All of a person's money and food, what he makes during the course of a year, is set for him on Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mehaitzas shabbosis, vaitzas yantav, v'talmatara labanim, except for those things. If you spend extra time, you'll get it back. If you spend extra money, you'll get it back. All other money, for you though, is set aside on Rosh Hashanah. We learn this from numerous psukim. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai used to eat every day in preparation for Shabbos, meaning that every time he found a better food, he'd save it for Shabbos. Beis Hillel did this by always believing he'd have extra special food for Shabbos. The Gemara says, Reb Chanina says, if you give someone a gift, you don't have to let him know. The Gemara says, Hashem considers Shabbos a wonderful gift, as he told Moshe. From here, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, we see that if you want to give pas latinek, you must tell his mother. The Gemara says, all mitzvahs were given to Klal Yisrael except Shabbos. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael ois hiliyelam. And the Gemara says, Hashem gives a person a neshama yisera on Erev Shabbos and takes it away on Motzoi Shabbos. That's why we smell besamim in Havdalah. The Gemara says, pas and daisa, which are not midi de milfis, relishes, cannot be used for Erev Tavshilin. And there must be a minimum shear of kezias in the Erev Tavshilin. We say that if a guy cooks a small salted fish, a Jew is still allowed to eat it. The Gemara says, Erev Tavshilin needs das, that a person who makes it has intention to make it as an Erev Tavshilin. But the receiver does not have to have kavana, just like many of the Amoraim made them for their entire towns. And finally, the Gemara says, if Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, you can make Erev Tavshilin, but not Erev Chatzeres or Erev Tchumen, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi says, no Erev Tchumen, but yes, Erev Chatzeres. Daf Yud Zayin. If Yontif comes out on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, you make one special bracha for Yontif and one for Shabbos, in other words, 7 plus 1. And according to Beis Hillel, it's the regular 7 of Shmon Esrei. But Rabbi adds, you say, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. This is how we paskin. The Gemara says, Shabbos that falls on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, we say Yal V'Yaveh in Ritzeh, and if a person does not say it, then he has to go back. Rabbi Eliezer says that we place it in Moedim. We paskin that it's in Ritzeh, and you must go back if you forgot it, but you do not have to go back if you forgot it on Rosh Chodesh at night. But if you forgot it the rest of Rosh Chodesh, Yal V'Yaveh, then you do have to go back. The Gemara says you cannot cook for one day of Yontif to the other, but you can add a little extra on the first day, so you'll have a little more on the second day. Riboy b'shiura. And as a machlokes, Rashba and Ran, if this concept would apply when you already have to cook on Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Once you have to cook already, if you're allowed to add a little bit more for yourself, if you're doing it already, riboy b'shiura. According to the Rashba, it's okay to do this. According to the Ran, it's also. We say that if a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin, is it just he's not allowed to eat, but his flour is mutter for someone else to use, or even his flour is usser for someone else to use? And the Gemara answers, he cannot bake, and his kamach is also usser, but if he gives it to someone else as a matana, then it is mutter for the other person to use it. The Gemara says, although extra food is okay in one pot to add, but using harama to cook in a second pot, that food becomes usser to eat. And finally, we say if a person is tovel kelim on Shabbos, if it's b'shaygig, he can use them that Shabbos. If it's b'mezid, then he cannot. The Mishnah. If Yontif is the day after Shabbos, a person must, according to Beis Shammai, do all tefillas on Erev Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, Kalim, before Shabbos, a person would not be allowed to do, but a man can be tovel on Shabbos. In other words, according to Beis Hillel, Kalim must be done before Shabbos, but a man is allowed to be tovel himself on Shabbos itself. And finally, the Gemara says, a Keli cannot be toveled on Shabbos or Yontif, since maybe he'll carry it, Dalad Amr's Brishus HaRabim, amongst other reasons. Daf Yudchas. On Yantav, you cannot carry a keli, since according to Rava, it's nira kemasaken. When a person is very dirty, he could clean himself even in dirty water, and even in the winter. And finally, the Gemara says, Lagabi melachas, Yom Kippur cannot be more chomer than Shabbos. Should this like tefillah, which is a mitzvah, a person is allowed to do it on Shabbos, he can do it in Yom Kippur too. Taisvis points out that this heter would only apply if it's tefillah's mitzvah bizmana. Daf Yutes. The Gemara asks, can you be toivel a keli during Bein Hashmashus on Erev Yontif? The Tanakhama says no. Others say that you can't even toivel a keli Bein Hashmashus during the week, since you need HaErev Shemesh before tefillah. The Mishnah. There are three karbanis brought by Klal Yisrael on Yontif: the Oilas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. Beis Shammai says you cannot do smicha on Yontif, but Beis Hillel says it's okay to do smicha on Yontif. And the Gemara says that all agree that Nedarim and Nedavis are not brought on Yontif. The Gemara says we do not bring the Karban Taida on Pesach or on Erev Pesach, since it has chametz. But if you wait too many Yomim Taivim to bring it, you're over on Baal Ta'acher. And finally we say if you bring a Karban Taida, you can be Yaitze Mitzvah Simcha for Yontif, but not Yaitze Chagiga. Daf Chav. Rabbi Yossi says the explanation of the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel isn't if there is a mitzvah of smicha by Shalmei Chayva. Everyone holds yes, but the machlokes is if it immediately must precede the shechita. The Gemara says there was a maisa behilil hazakin regarding his oila that he did smicha, and all agree that by the Shalmei Chagiga we do smicha even on Yontif like Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, both the Shalmei Chagiga and the oilas re'iyah can be brought on Yontif. According to Beis Shammai, only Shalmei Chagiga can be brought on Yontif, because some of it is eaten by the Yisrael, but not the Oilas Re'iyah, since it is all burnt. The Darim and the Davis are not able to be brought on Yontif, but if you brought up by accident, there's a question. Daf Chafal. If an animal is owned half by a Jew and half by a guy, you can shecht it on Yontif, since the Jew will derive eating benefit from it. Eichel is mutter, as we know, on Yontif. Preparation for Eichel is also mutter on Yontif. The Gemara says if dough is used for both dogs and people, you still make hamaitzi on it, and you can still use it for Erev Chatzeres. The Gemara says, Ach asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, tells us that it's mutter for food preparation on Yontif, but only for lachem, not for klovim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and only for lachem, but not for an akum, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says one can invite a guy to a Shabbos meal, but not to a Yontif meal, and Rabbi Chabia Yaakov says, even a Shabbos meal, you're not allowed to invite a guy to. If something is mius on Shabbos, you can move it, even if it's muktzah, since it's considered a graf shel rei, something miustic, as we know this from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Vav, the Mishnah. According to Beis Shammai, a person can only warm up water for his feet if it is drinkable too. According to Beis Hillel, it's mutter even if it's not drinkable, because we say, mitaych shehutra l'tzarech, hutra nami shel l'tzarech. And the same halachah would apply legabi a bonfire. The next Mishnah. In three dinim, Rabbi Gamliel took on the chumras of Beis Shammai, including that you cannot insulate food on Yontif. Daf Chof Beis. According to Beis Shammai, you cannot put the parts of a menorah together on Yontif, since it's mechsi kebaina, it looks like baina, and we hold yesh binyan bekelim. Beis Shammai says it's okay to do this, because we say ein binyan ustira bekelim. The Gemara says if a person takes away oil from a lit wick, he is mechuyav for mechaber. According to Taisvis, if when he takes away oil, it does not affect the strength of the flame, then it is not considered mechaber, but rather just gram kibui, indirect way of causing the flame to go out earlier. This is only aser b'shabbos midrabanan, but on Yontif it's mutter, as we see in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Kuf Yudalet. So our Gemara must be referring to where he mamish directly diminished the flame. The Rush holds, even if one does not diminish the flame, but since the flame and oil are one entity, he is still chayev for mechaba esh, and there is no kula of gram kiboy. And this would be malacha de'araisa on Shabbos or Yontif. The Rama says like Taisvus, but the Mishnah Brura says it's better to be machmer like the Rush. The Gemara says a person is not allowed to construct a machitza between a ner and tashmish hamita for tznius purposes, and definitely you cannot put out a flame. If a person has a beginning eye infection on Yontif, it is mutter to take medicine. On Shabbos, it's mutter to have a guy do a malacha for a chayla, even if it's a chayla she'en by sakana. The Gemara says if someone dies on the first day of Yontif, only goyim can do malacha for the body. On the second day of Yontif, which we know is Midrabanan, Jews can do it too. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we must be machmer, since both days are considered like kedusha achas. The Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel also was makel on three things. Number one, to allow sweeping on Yontif. Number two, to allow the use of incense on Yontif. And number three, to permit roasting of an entire goat on El Pesach. And the Chachamim were machmer on these three things. Rav Asi says this machlokes regarding incense is only by smelling, lahariach. However, for the purpose of clothing, all say that it's aser. This is referred to as legamer. The Gemara asks, can one smoke fruit on Yontif? According to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rav, it's aser, since it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Not everyone likes to smoke, therefore it's not common, therefore it's aser. But according to Shmuel, it's mutter, since it's considered common, so it's shavu l'chol nefesh. So therefore, it becomes a tzarech Yontif, and it's mutter. According to Rav Huna, it's aser, since it's mechaber, it's like extinguishing. Daf Chof Gimel, the Mishnah. There were three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted, and the Chachamim said they were aser. Number one, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to let his cow go out with a ritzua ben karneha tied between its horns, since it was considered an ornament. Number two, combing of an animal on Yontif. And number three, grinding of peppers, and it isn't considered uvda dechel. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a chakira. If a woman is mechuyev in shvisis behema on Shabbos, since the mitzvah saseh shazman groma. He makes this contingent on the machlekes Ran and Rabbeinu Tam in Masechta Shabbos Perakol Kisvei. The Gemara says a woman is mechuyev in Kiddush, so the Ran extends this chiyev for a woman on all mitzvah saseh of Shabbos as well. The Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dabar she'ena miskaven is osur b'Shabbos. That's why he allows the use of a wooden comb which won't repairs, but not the use of a metal comb which does repairs. The Mishnah. The grinder of peppers has three separate units. It can be makabel tuma. Number one, the base kibel, the receptacle. Number two, the middle of the keli. And number three, the metal. The next Mishnah. A toy wagon of a child can become tame via tumas medras. But Yehuda says any keli that makes a furrow in the ground shouldn't be dragged on the ground because it's dover shein miskaven. And finally, the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter, since we say a dover shein miskaven is mutter. This marks the end of the second perek, and on this point we will conclude our shir.